Good evening. Greetings, everyone. Hope that you all had a blessed day. I praise God for this wonderful opportunity to come to presence and have fellowship with all the saints. And for today's devotion, Luke chapter 22, verses from 31 to 34, we can Gospel of Luke. Chapter 22, verses from 31 to 34. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. Peter said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me. So we are going to see, we are going to learn some lessons from Peter's denial. So the context here is Luke places this account right after Jesus appreciated all the disciples about their commitment, about their obedience. In verse 28, we see, you are those who have stayed with me in my trial. So Jesus, Luke is bringing this context about Peter's denial right after he appreciated all the disciples. So the focus is shifted to show that even the obedient, committed, loyal followers of the Lord may fail temporarily. So they may fail temporarily. Unlike Matthew, Mark, and John, Luke was bringing a different account where he is including, like, remaining gospels included the disciples are going to be fall away, but Luke was providing a different account saying that he just not provided disciples fall away, but he provided an account about how the Lord was praying for them, the supplication of the Lord for his disciples. So before we'll go through verse by verse. Before that, from this passage, we can understand that God is not only aware of our commitment, our obedience, our loyalty, but also our coming failure, our future failure. And he still prepares a way for our return, even though we fail. So this is the main context we are seeing. Verse 31, we see, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat. So Jesus reveals that Satan has asked to the disciples, especially Peter, like wheat. But the word you, we see here, demanded to have you. That word in Greek we see, hemen, haimas, which means a plurality. It is for a plural. Satan's attack is against all disciples, but Peter is singled out here. So Jesus uses the name Simon, not Peter here. Simon means listening or hearing. You see, Jesus using the name Simon, not the Peter, to emphasize human weakness, not the Peter's, which we see rock-like role. So, in the Old Testament, we see that, like Job, Satan seeks permission from the Lord to deal with Job. So the first verse, we see that Satan's goal is to separate faith from the believer, like chaff from wheat. Or Satan's goal is to attack on the unity of the believer or our intimate relationship with the Lord. So we see that Satan was planning to attack on Peter or the remaining disciples. And the verse 32, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. It shows that, like, when Lord was saying to them, Jesus did not say them, or Jesus does not say, "I have stopped Satan," when he was planning to attack on you, but he said, "I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you." He allows the testing, but ensures about the outcome. Here we see the high priestly ministry or priestly work of our Lord. So one of the scholars wrote like this, like, notice that the master did not ask that his servant might be freed from the trouble. The undergoing of difficulty and hardship is an integral part of Christian way. Notice that the master did not ask that his servant might be freed from the trouble, but the undergoing of difficulty and hardship is an integral part of Christian way. So Jesus knows Peter will fall, that we see, and he just does not know that he will fall, but he also knows that he will return, that we read in verse 32 again. "And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." Strengthen your brothers. The Lord is assigning Peter a ministry after his return, a ministry after his restoration. So Jesus' intercession is not just about survival. Not just about survival. It's about restoration and recommission. So we see that how the Lord has planned for Peter, and the knowledge of the Lord about what Peter was going through and how the Lord is going to restore. And verses from 33 to 34, we see that Peter said to the Lord, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me." When we look at the Peter's commitment, you're saying that both to prison and to death. So he was a committed disciple, it seems. But fact is that here we see that Peter means it actually, but doesn't know how much it would cost. But doesn't know himself that how much it is going to cost. But Jesus replied saying that you will deny me three times. So here we see Jesus still see him as the rock. As the rock. Where the Lord is saying, like, he's calling Peter. One of the observations that we can see here, the uniqueness of Luke here is that Jesus calls him Petre, which means Peter, the only time in the Gospels at this moment. So we can find the same account in the Synoptic Gospel, but the only time that he was called Petre, Peter, in this moment, which means rock. So Jesus still see him as a rock, even when he's about to fall, even when he was about to break, even when he was about to fail. So on the other side, we see in the Peter, overconfidence. So we could say, like, overconfidence in ourselves leads to collapse. But Jesus' confidence in his redemptive plan never ever fails. So 31 to 34, these things we can observe. But some lessons that we can take from here. First thing is that spiritual confidence must be rooted in God, not on ourselves. Our spiritual confidence, where Peter was saying to the Lord that, "I will come along with you both to prison and to death." Not sure where that confidence was from. But the truth that we need to realize that the spiritual confidence, our confidence must be rooted in God, not on self, not on our ability, not what we assume about. So Peter overestimated his loyalty, his commitment, and his obedience, and failed when tested. My dear brothers and sisters, overconfidence without dependency on God, without relying on God, without pouring ourselves into God leads to collapse. So the lesson, first lesson we can learn from here is that spiritual confidence without rooted in God, without relying upon God, or we could say our confidence must be rooted in God, not on the self. And the second lesson that we can learn from here is that it was a great encouragement to me that failure is not final in God's way. Failure is not final in God's way. Jesus predicted Peter's denial, but also his restoration. Not sure how the disciples have treated him after the resurrection when he was sharing gospel, or after he turned to the Lord, how remaining people treated him, we are not sure. But most of them might thought that like he was a failure, but failure is not final in God's kingdom. Jesus predicted Peter's denial, but also his restoration. What I'd like to bring to our notice this evening, God sees beyond our failure to our future usefulness. God sees beyond our failure and use that for the future usefulness. So failure is not final in God. The other lesson we could learn from here is that intercession sustains us in trial, where Satan demanded to have them, to destroy their faith or to take away them from the Lord, to separate them from the Lord. But intercession of the Lord, supplication of the Lord sustained them against all the plans of Satan. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus didn't prevent the test but prayed through it for people. The power of supplication, it will sustain us against all the plots of Satan. Where the Satan was trying to destroy the unity of the believers, unity, that may be, we can say, that may be among the apostles, or we could say like, when it comes to our case, maybe our personal relationship with the Lord, our family, or the global ministry or ministry wide, all see that among all those struggles, in midst of all those attacks, what can sustain us? Supplication. So we see that the intercession or the supplication sustains us in trials, in all our struggles, in all the attacks, what would be our shield, in all the satanic plots. What is our shield? It is a prayer. It is the supplication that sustains us. Glad that. Praise be to God that Christ still intercedes for believers today. Hebrews chapter 7, we see. We have a high priest who is interceding for us. And we need to realize that. What can sustain us against all the plots of prayer is an intimate relationship with the Lord. And the other lesson that we could see here, that we can learn from here, that God uses broken people to strengthen us. God uses broken people to strengthen Peter, after being restored, after being revived, after reconciled with the Lord, we see that he became one of the pillars in the early church. He was used by God. One of the sayings we see that our wounds can become the means of healing to others. Our wound can become the means of healing others. So Peter went through that, but the Lord was things mean that. And when you have turned again, strengthen yourself. So there was a ministry, Peter. And what a gracious Lord. God knows that with what Peter was going through and what Peter has to endure. But what a plan of the Master. He prayed for Peter and all the disciples. And after that, Lord was asking Peter, after you turned again, strengthen you. My dear brothers and sisters, God uses broken people to strengthen. Whatever we are going through, that we must remember that maybe that time being could feel that terrible or unbearable, but truth is that God is going to use that pain to help someone, because our wounds can become the means of healing others. So when we are going through something, let us trust that whatever we are going through, that God is going to use that for the blessing of us. And one of the last lessons that I'd like to bring to our notice is that here we see that Lord has prayed for him, but there is a choice for him. So prayer and responsibility works together. So Jesus prayed, but Peter still had a choice. Peter still had a choice. So God's sovereignty and our responsibility are not enemies, but they work together. So my dear brothers and sisters, Christ has predicted Peter has to come back. Say that, Lord, here I am. Use me for that. Lord, here I am. Grant me the grace to fulfill all your plans. Lord, here I am. Use me according to that. So, evening, some of the reminders, some of the lessons from Peter's denial that we could see. Spiritual confidence must be rooted in God, not on self. And failure is not final in God's grace. And supplication sustains us in trials, sustains us against all the plans, all the plots of Satan. And God uses broken people to strengthen us. So when we are going through that, it seems very tough, but that is going to be a blessing to someone to counsel or to provide comfort to. And the last one is prayer and responsibility works together. So may the Lord bless these thoughts for His glory. And one prayer item. We got to know about Brother Upender, who was going through cancer. He is in final stage. We got to know about him 2 weeks like last week. So some of our brothers from our assembly, along with them, I visited. So we visited them 2 times so far, and they have been so grateful, and they asked us to visit them again and again. And they are listening to the word of God carefully, and also they requested all our prayers for them. So previously he was not doing great, but God's grace that last 1 week onwards he was doing even better. So please keep him in prayers. Thank you.